This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I almost always have a buddy knows, so sometimes April, when she has an idea late at night when we're on tour, we'll put her pinky up my nose to get some blood and then write it down on my chest.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought the bloody nose was like because you are having an idea or something, but that's
different. No,
it's not. I also immediately thought I have so many ideas.
You get a bloody nose when April has
I get a bloody nose.
Oh, that's really lucky.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. That's a good partner.
That's the reason. When I realized that is how to determine why I'm having a bloody nose, I was like, oh, obviously we're supposed to be a duo.
Did you say at night? Did you say you get bloody nose at night?
At night, but during
also
the day
kind of
too.
Constantly.
April
has so many good ideas.
So many ideas, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So much of the time.
And it was crazy. Yeah. Before we met, Grace would just get them with no correlation. And then we met and we were like, oh, it makes sense now. You're getting them when I have an idea.
Yeah. You're not sick or anything.
That's what we call found family.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
In the community.
Mm-hmm. Community's everything.
KZ, are you recording?
Yeah, I'm rolling. I'm rolling.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We're going to want all of this.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Will you play the theme song?
Yeah. Yeah, we should. We won't hear it, I guess, but. And we'll.
It's playing.
It's playing right now.
Yeah.
It's crazy that AI did this years ago.
Yeah, I know.
It was an early trial of what has become now our overlord, right? Mm-hmm. This whole like tech revolution, mm-hmm. and I embrace them. I mean, we said that it was an artist named Annalise, but if you look closely,
the lowercase L was actually a capital I.
AI creates a lot of chaff doesn't mean we shouldn't lick the diamonds, you know?
That's exactly right.
We always separate the diamonds from the chaff.
Yeah.
and specifically so that we can taste them.
Yes.
That's been a long-time philosophy of the show.
But people heard the AI song and they were like, this isn't very good. I don't think AI is necessarily going to be that good.
So it kind of delayed it.
I like the song.
I love the song.
It's crazy. Do you guys know people are trying to get us to, like, you know, respect the intelligence of AIs and stuff? There's like an AI rights movement going. Mm-hmm. I just don't. Because if we have to respect the intelligence of AI, what's next? Women? The intelligence of, you know?
Wow.
It's a slippery slope.
Move my chair a little further.
I just don't know where it's going.
Some of these hot takes.
Okay.
But this is why we got y'all.
Sorry, not to start off with a heater, but just something bouncing around in my head today.
I wanted to talk about,
I think,
like,
science fiction
Fletch
is cool. It's just what I think.
Did you see the new Fletch? I guess not that new.
The new what?
The Fletch movie? Fletch movie. I saw the newest, the latest one. Like
the latest Fletch. Fletch.
The latest installment in Fletch.
What?
Yeah, I did punch up on Hello Fletch.
You get over did? Get yes. over here, Fletch.
Wow.
Yeah, it was my idea.
That's right.
For him to take his notebook out of his back pocket instead of his shirt pocket.
Uh huh.
Okay.
And so. Because if you've seen the movie Hello Fresh, you know that now he's like, oh, I shit out another idea. And then he grabs his notebook and then he writes it down right there.
Yeah
we're all familiar.
Then it's like as
shit.
If it's
we're
coming out of his ass.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was, there was stuff I liked in the movie that, I don't know, that wasn't my favorite thing.
I
don't think of it as the
and
best
other people
part.
In the movie didn't like it that much either, which I thought.
That was interesting,
people,
and I don't know if
like,
you brought that to
it. The characters
in
the movie were not responding
people
to
People keep
that.
Asking him to stop doing that,
yeah.
which I thought was like kind of cool that I felt more aligned with. Because you go in, you're with Fletch. You're on Fletch's team. But it actually brought me into the world of the other characters to be like, I also wish Fletch wouldn't do this anymore.
I had the thought of like, what are those people doing? I'm kind of hoping we could follow them.
Yeah.
Wherever they're going in the next scene. We did end up mostly staying with Fletch, but when he would do that stuff, he also didn't have, he's a reporter, so he didn't have that many like ideas.
Well, yeah, you know, I never think of that about, being like,
regarding
yeah.
following people into other scenes. Have you heard of, it's called imagination. It can okay. do incredible things.
Yeah.
You can actually follow people in movies, the characters, into other scenes, and it's not even shown on the screen. It's just, it's like in your mind or something.
Are you thinking of an imaginarium?
You can.
I don't fully understand the concept.
Yeah. Are you thinking of a? Well, are you thinking of Dr. Parnassus and his imaginarium?
Oh,
it sounded like you said something else.
No, yeah. I'm not. I actually am not an expert on this. You guys should probably take this up in a different. Why
you are an expert on this? Though.
I just
you are an expert on this.
I'm sorry. I just it was just something I was thinking about.
You like stopped down the whole thing.
Okay, sorry. I don't. I just. I don't want to toot my own horn or whatever. I know a little bit about imagination.
We were like all enjoying this Fletch conversation.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then you like grabbed the wheel and jerked it over to the side of the road to be like, let's talk about the imaginarium. Or
see, you said that again.
You're like, doing it weird.
You did sorry. The same thing as before. Oh,
that's my bad. That's totally
what
my
characters
bad.
Have you gone and followed for the rest of the movie?
Mostly women, and especially the more attractive ones. Okay.
You're
it can
following
be really
them into
fun
the
to follow them into the bathroom and such, and just, you know,
you
not in a weird
that.
Way, just
they
to see what they're up
go
to.
Into the bathroom and
they
I
sometimes
am like,
do that. Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely. And you know, like,
what's going on?
You know how, you know, movies a lot of times won't like show okay. all of the sex stuff or whatever? Yeah. You can just kind of keep going even after it
cuts
away.
It is freaky. So, yeah. Man. Characters will fall into bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they'll
and then
just
like don't
see
and then they're waking up the next
it's
morning.
Like
it's like what yeah. happened.
And
in
so
that
when the
time.
Camera like pulls that you can as it's drifting up and away,
right.
you pull it back with your mind.
Mm. Totally.
Or when
absolutely.
The character pulls the blinds down in front of you, you actually reach out and pull
that's
the
exact,
blinds
that's
back.
Exactly.
Up.
That's exactly right. You know that?
I,
well, and see, I have
that
to
is
project
just another
myself.
Way that science fiction is incredible at letting us
yes.
think about what ourselves do
yes.
when we're not doing it.
Well, I shoot myself into the...
Wait a second.
Well, okay, go ahead.
Say that again. That was really interesting.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was on my thing, but I wasn't willing to kind of...
Sometimes
do the, you know the ethos
really
of this
there.
Podcast.
Say exactly.
Is, I like my idea,
exactly
but I love your idea.
Say exactly what you
what,
just said
you
again,
said?
Grace.
I think what I said was that science fiction allows us to think about what we're doing when we're not doing it.
Okay, I think it was very different.
Yeah,
okay.
That's not the idea that got my attention.
I think we
yeah.
lost it. I think we might have lost it.
But what I was
forever.
Saying is. It sounds like you're projecting yourself into totally. The room with the people and like
yeah.
you're catching the blinds. I project right. myself into the body of
oh,
the camera
good.
Person. So I'm just working the camera yeah. and I'm kind of going like, are we not going to shoot the rest of this stuff?
Oh.
That's oh. really good.
This is a cut?
That's
are
really,
you sure?
That's
this
really
was
good.
Just getting good.
Yeah.
yeah and
but
that's
I have
question,
it in the room.
That's a question that's posed to us by science fiction because it's like, in the future, you could be the camera.
That's
person.
True.
Well, I would hope so. Yeah.
You know
yeah.
the advice. You know the like kind of classic acting advice. It's like if you're gonna get cut off in a scene, you know, you should have the next word ready to go. Like, don't read like
right.
the getting cut off
yeah.
part.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's kind of the same thing with like sex scenes in
you
movies.
Should at least
you
know.
Should at least start fucking yeah. for
right.
real. Kind of at
yeah.
the.
What is
and,
it? So if you're getting cut off in a scene.
Yeah, yeah. If you're getting cut off, in a scene, you wanna. You know, have the next word ready to go. Yeah, exactly. That's totally right. That's good.
Okay.
That's very good. That's
go.
Good.
Don't just yeah. Get
it
cut
looks
off.
Like you.
Like, you're not expecting to get cut off. The characters
right.
Not
I don't
cut.
Know.
No, that's exactly
they
right.
They don't know.
That's exactly
talk.
Exactly.
They don't know they're going to talk.
That's just a little inside tip.
This
for,
is something
so
you
I just by
yeah.
the way,
this
like,
is
just in
that,
case this isn't what you mean. It looks like you're trying to write down this piece of advice with a soda can. Is that like is that going okay? Is there anything else you want to
well,
like
have you
try
heard of,
like
have you heard of improv?
Well, I'm just sort of I'm also wondering if he's using his imaginarium and if it
oh,
is
oh.
if it is like actually uh-huh. and you did just
big,
drink
thick pen.
Okay, you just drank from your pen.
big thick drinkable pen.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And this is like okay, we've got AI but we don't have a big thick drinkable pen yet.
That's interesting.
Where's our priorities?
Literally, where are our priorities?
And my dad's been dead for 20 years.
Yeah, it's so crazy. And we don't have a, we were able to have your dad be dead for 20 years.
But no, we don't have a big
we can put, we can put a man under the ground. But somehow, we can't put a big, thick pen like this and some juice in it or something. So yeah. They can write.
You know, Grace, using AI, I think that in the near future, they might actually be able to
recreate
your dad.
Dad hitting my mom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Upload. Yes.
Maybe like a hand controlled by
AI.
It's
going to be very violent.
We'll be able to slap my mom.
We can bring your dad back to beat you.
Yeah.
As an artificial intelligence.
I need to be able to recreate it. To learn from it, to grow from it, to go through it.
Can I ask, this is going really well, can I ask a question?
Sure.
From the two of you?
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you? What are you doing here? What's happening right now? And part of it's our job to establish, like, it's April of the Grace. It's
totally.
The sketch team.
Totally.
Oh, God. But
totally.
It's also, like, this is a Hollywood
sketch.
Handbook.
Would
like,
we call ourselves a sketch team?
I mean, I wouldn't say so.
What do you do?
I wouldn't
What's
quite.
What's your thing?
I
comedy
quite
duo,
use that
comedy
word.
Team. Yeah.
Sure.
I guess my hope it was that you would do more sketch.
Own it.
Oh.
Yeah. Like we need you to also to be. Yeah. To be like we need sketch people in here.
We need to take the
for diversity reasons. You need sketch teams.
We have
in
to
here.
Hit the, yeah.
You actually have a diversity.
Who's our
quota.
La-
you
like
some
who's
sketch
the last
people.
Sketch people we had?
The bearer of the flag.
Who do we have? We had like
we haven't had a single
a
whitest kid
boy,
you know
like,
ever.
No, we never
not
did.
One.
Not any of them.
Not even Timmy.
No. Not even Timmy.
We didn't even have Timmy.
Wow. I've done
Sam
at least
said
two
no.
Shows
Zero before. Kids in the hall.
I guess you just don't have many gay friends.
whether or not I do, I think it's friends. Separate from this.
Oh, like, okay. Like, that's interesting.
Sure. Okay. Yes.
The sketch thing is
I just
separate
don't
from
think
gay.
It's related.
Well, I mean, also
to,
definitely not
it's correlation.
Not having
it.
Gay friends can be a career advantage, I would say.
Right.
I think that having gay friends is kind
staying in your lane is a respect thing.
I
too.
Would say stay in your lane. Don't talk to gay people.
Who? What, were you asking who we are?
Yeah.
Like,
so
what's
the,
going
so
on?
So the answer to that question, I would say. Just my opinion is that I'm April Clark, and this is my best friend Grace Freud.
I'm Grace Freud, and what are we?
Well, we are a comedy duo. Some people have called us that. You know, it's not. I don't believe in labels per se.
Yeah,
it's kind of a complicated
some people have
thing.
Called us trans.
Yeah, and I don't know what that means.
Some people
but,
have called us bracketized.
And see that one, I just don't even know if it's a word. But people have called us a lot of things. Some I'm not even allowed to say here.
Okay.
And I won't. I won't say them.
Okay.
But we.
The last one, brachiosaurus.
If you call someone a slur, you should at least make sure it's a slur they can say, is all
yes,
I'll say.
Yes. Right. I would. Yeah. I would. I would agree with that. Yeah. I think to call someone a slur, you have to also be that slur. Every straight guy who has used the F slur, I think, is definitionally gay. Because if you're gay, you can say it. So if you can say it, you're gay. So if
so
you say
if you
it,
can
you're
physically
gay.
Say it.
If you can physically say the F slur,
that means you are gay.
You are gay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
so if you're curious if you're gay, try saying the F slur.
Yeah, and if you can physically say it.
You should probably start sucking dick and cock.
And you're a gay man. Yeah. So, but definitionally, like words we can say is we are girl god.
Okay.
Yeah, we are girl god. That's the name that we perform under together.
Okay.
And
we're the boys.
You're the boys?
We are the boys.
Oh, that's, okay.
Yeah, so that's awesome.
That is awesome. Yeah. That's great.
I'm a little worried talking about slurs and stuff. I'm just like kind of worried because the AI is like compiling all this stuff now.
That's
what
I worry about. Is
it's all
AR...
going in. Mm-hmm. The AI is imaginarium, basically.
That's
and so
true.
Like now this is stuff they're learning and they're going to start like seeing these things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And like doing like being biased and stuff like that.
Right.
Hollywood Handbook will outlive us by a lot. It's going to we'll probably retire
in
a couple weeks and the show will keep getting made and maybe get good again. But the problem will be that if guests introduce, even with respect, a concept that's toxic.
Yes.
That the AI will seize on that.
Mm.
And
you guys should have an AI on the show. That would be
again,
good.
Again, we can't even have any of the whitest kids you know.
Yeah,
you know?
We were
going to
get
artificial intelligence.
Looking at
Kevin,
looking in the eye.
Hall.
Wow. As like, we're just, I don't know.
So
we
you're
were,
worried
we had that a huge
even one from the word
huge book
even seeing the word yeah. slur transphobia. Mm-hmm.
The AI is like, oh, what is that? The AI is like asking
the
questions.
The burst wouldn't come on.
The AI those, is supposed to, could, like, the AI's the job AI is to hit it. Grace. That's all we've established. Like, yes. The AI is supposed to be doing, not, like, be racist or, like, anything
right.
else. Like,
right.
That's all that's supposed to
and
happen.
It's not racist.
I mean, I just,
to
I,
hit
yeah,
grace.
I think I, need mean, a, I need a few hits because
in my opinion,
I have not gotten my homework done.
In my opinion,
years.
It wouldn't be racist to hit Grace. Yeah.
I don't think it's racist to hit me.
No.
That's what it, sometimes no. I say when you're like doing, I see you put out these sketches and stuff, and I'm like, shouldn't she be doing her homework? Like,
right.
Like,
yeah.
Which, like, yeah. it's all, it's great to have fun. I like to laugh with my friends after homework's done.
Yeah.
Like,
I
like when
I
the
agree.
Homework's finished. Like, yes. sure, let's all, yeah. like, have a blast.
And yeah,
like, that's
I,
awesome.
I
guess, I from my perspective, it's like, fuck homework. This sucks. I piss on it and I jump it down the toilet.
See,
okay.
if you were.
And then I'll flush it down.
Now here's,
and go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
So if
go
you,
fuck yourself if you think I should have to do homework.
Okay, so you brought your homework all the way home, at least.
Uh-huh,
like you didn't
yeah,
lose
so you
know,
have it.
Some,
to get it into the toilet,
some people lose it.
Some part of you.
But
that
you painstakingly filed it. In the correct folder, knew it was homework, so you could
like,
piss on it.
If you actually feel that way about yeah. homework, you why'd you even pick it up off the desk? Like, just leave it at school or whatever.
Because it's fun to hate something.
So, Grace, if you were my kid, I would hit you.
I feel like the AI is going to have a field day with
well.
That.
It's an activity.
Like, it's just like...
I do homework, but I do my own homework, and I take my own class, and I'm teaching myself how to destroy something.
Grace, what number comes after 4? Okay.
What are you doing later?
Okay.
What are you
this
doing
is,
later?
Okay. This is a classic
and always,
homework
this is,
doing
that's
result.
Not homework.
You fucking
this is like...
You want to fucking
your
light
friend,
some shit on?
Your friend.
You know
already
each other
friend.
Already.
I'm
so you're
like,
already
I'm just,
you came here together. You
I'm
already know each
I know,
other.
But you want to light some shit on? I got some fucking axe, man. I got some fucking X. That shit goes crazy.
Axe?
Oh,
X? Bodies? Oh,
yeah.
X? Okay, it sounded
that
like you were saying
crazy.
Axe. Yeah. Which you can light on fire.
X do
go crazy.
Really
it just goes crazy. You ever hear, or you ever smell? Sorry, I didn't really do the census homework either.
What?
Did you ever smell
Vic's vape
a Bahama sunset on fire? It's crazy.
That's April. That's your friend April.
Yeah.
Yeah. April already, friend. You already know each other.
I know, but I'm just, I'm just asking her what she's doing later to see if she can hang out and do shit with me.
Kevin, well, I just like as this,
I have
just
plans
goes
later.
So poorly. Let's talk to Kevin for a second because Kevin did say he had 7 or 8 minutes planned. Of material about how we're having April for the first show in May.
Does anyone else find it interesting?
I'm gonna kill myself
yeah,
tonight.
No, I didn't want it.
Oh,
I said,
God.
Can you cut it down a little bit?
That's good.
And he said, I can't lose any of this. It's all gold.
All right, let's hear it.
That's good.
Does anyone else find it interesting? That for our first episode in May, we have April with us. April is also the name of a month, but it is actually not the month that we have April on with us. She's on the episode that comes out in May.
He had another thing that it was like, and
is
this
that,
one
is
I
that
really
it?
Don't get, but it was that we're saying grace, but he already had his dinner.
Yeah. And it's so early for him to have had his dinner already.
It's like
to say
none
it's
of us will have had
dinner
like
yet.
It's
yeah.
specific to
what
you.
What time does he eat dinner?
Yeah. What time do you eat dinner?
Around 3:30, it's time for dinner.
Okay.
So how's it like? What's like career stuff? How are we doing? Like,
yeah, what's
how's
going
everything
on?
Going?
Anything lined
well,
up?
We just
or...
got back from touring.
We did,
and we, and now we're, you know, I've got kind of the road is feels like it's still in me. I feel like I'm still driving.
Yeah, I feel like I've been on the road my entire
That's
life.
That's happening. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, you know, tour
Get
was
that
crazy.
Engine under you. You can kind of still feel it, huh?
Yeah. We actually...
Yeah.
And they Grace, do.
Grace actually loves the road so much that one day on tour, we were on the highway. That's true. I agree with that. We were on the highway on tour
you see
one
red,
day.
Yellow and green. What color are you waiting for, you turkey?
That's true. Yep. That's true. Yep. That's true. Yep.
Come on.
But I feel like it's important to know that Grace actually loves the road so much that we were on the highway on tour, and Grace actually tried to open the door and get out of the car while we were driving to get her phone off the floor. She tried to get out of the car while we were driving on the highway.
When you are in and of the road won't hurt you.
She was like, we're not even going that fast. Maybe 15, 20 miles an hour.
Yeah. We weren't going that fast.
Yeah, maybe 15, 20 miles an hour. That's all.
I just readjusted myself. I wasn't getting out of the car.
Yeah, she unbuckled.
I did unbuckle.
Sometimes to do a big readjust, you have to swing the door all the way open.
Well, see, I don't know about that.
I can't fully readjust unless I'm on the roof of the car sometimes.
Yes. Okay. Every door, the trunk, and the sunroof sometimes have to be open if you're just
for
like,
you to successfully
I need to
readjust.
I need to just swing my legs out.
Yeah.
So that I could dip down and grab the phone up. But I was not allowed to do that. Because
no, it's not normally allowed to do that when you're driving.
Everyone screamed at me and I had to slam it back closed.
April, did you do any introspection at that point about something you might have done that would have made Grace feel that it was preferable to jump out of the car than like continue whatever the conversation was that you were having?
I would say that it's not my fault if someone else looks at my actions and decides they want to die. That's not really on me. I did do some serious introspection. So the answer is yes.
Okay. You did actually looked inward
I looked inward and I concluded we're all good.
Okay. As long as you did
100%
it.
Yeah. Would make every decision the same.
I did the introspection and I'm happy with where my decisions have led me in this moment in my life.
Okay.
So,
all right.
And it's not my fault if, you know, there were casualties along the way.
Yeah.
That's their story and I don't want to make it about me.
So
you know,
when people are so not into it.
Yeah, I don't want to
like,
center
oh,
myself.
Hey, what's happening over here? They open the door.
Totally.
Like, there's just the road out there.
Yeah, I don't. Wow. I mean, I don't want to center myself in other people's stories.
Sure.
So.
In April's defense, I'm just that's something I do a lot.
And you just jump out of that car.
Yeah. I open the car door a lot.
Yeah.
I think I've done it like 5 times in my life, and I don't think that. It's as dangerous as people act like it is.
Having the door open. Yeah, grow up, everybody.
Yeah, like, be an adult.
Just like, you know, all these rules, right? Like, don't, you know, open the car door.
Don't record our wealth moving.
That's
it's
interesting.
Just like, don't do, you
that's
know.
That's definitely like, interesting.
Stay, fucking, you know, in the car or whatever. Like, it's just like, okay, sure, no. That's so boring. No, I'm actually tough.
So you had to come back from tour. You like had to give up, basically.
Yeah,
you had to come
tour.
Back.
Yeah, we only did the American leg of the tour, and we were planning on doing all 7 continents.
Wow.
Yeah, but apparently the airlines didn't like some of the decisions we made, and that's their problem.
Yeah, they weren't allowing us to fly internationally because they were worried that I was going to.
I thought you were in a car. Weren't you just in a car?
Yes,
we were. But
they had heard about
the tour. Like what? Like what am I? I don't understand.
They heard about the car door thing and they were worried it was going to become an airplane
door. Okay.
Or
something.
Yeah, I guess that is the one thing where like opening the door.
Yeah, it turns out a guy in our car was actually an undercover marshal.
Yes,
air marshal.
Yes,
there are all these people in there. You were saying too, like everyone got mad at me. Why are there all these people in the car?
There were a lot of people
air marshal
in
a car. It's so undercover.
There was a car marshal on the road. Anytime you're in a car, any member of that car could be an undercover car. You never know who the car marshal is.
They're subservient to the air marshal. They're checking to see like
they weren't
well,
quite
if this
good
person
enough.
Can't handle being in a car, they certainly can't handle being on a plane.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
And they want to get promoted up to air marshal, so they're kind of like overplaying the threat.
I
think
you're
so.
Presenting.
Right. Personally,
so they can be like, we just dealt with a live one. Right.
Personally, I think they way overplayed
great experience
it.
For me though.
They way overplayed it. They way overplayed it. But we, yeah, I mean,
we had got my feet extremely wet today with a major close call. Yeah, I kept my cool. I handled it fine. Would have probably gone down the same even if I was, you know, 3,000 feet up in the sky in a plane. But, you know, it doesn't matter to me. It's all the same. It's all vehicles. So it's not exactly the same. I can get paid more, obviously, being a plane. Carbo, it's not a very good job. But, yeah, we
there's no food.
We pulled it off.
They
yeah.
have never yeah. once given me any food in the car.
Nope.
When you buy your own snacks, you're not served.
Gotta bring all my own
stuff. Fucking
found a Bobo's oat bar in the glove compartment, but of course it was open and it was not a flavor I would have chosen. So,
but we had, yeah, you know, we had a big van. We had, I don't know, 13 people in there.
Damn.
And we don't know most of them. We didn't know how most of them got in there.
Damn.
You know,
damn.
I feel like our reps just kind of picked people that they thought would inspire us to, you know, write the best stories and
yeah.
Put us in a good direction in life.
Yeah.
So they were like, you know, our opener, Will Sennett, and then
we had some celebrities there too.
We had some celebrities.
Was Green Day in the van?
Green Day was
actually
in the van.
Were
okay,
in the van.
Green Day was a pretty in the good van.
Yeah.
And let's just say, I learned a lot about tax law because they know it backwards and forwards. They have never gotten fucked over once. And that was very
invaluable
paternal
at this stage.
That was very
in your
paternal
career.
Of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was weird because
it's called Green Day because it's like all the money they get
yes.
from not getting
Green Day's
tax
taxes.
For
them.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Yeah. Wow. Huge refund.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
And so what sketch are you going to do now?
Yeah, what are we going to be seeing here today on the show?
Oh, what sketch are we going to do on the podcast?
Yeah.
We've actually got one that we are very excited about. That we've
I'm excited about
matters, I want to say, but also, like, if we like it is also
what sketch would you guys
know like? Your audience,
our show. We still have to have the show,
would you guys like us to do?
We are really feeling like that, like, the next big thing is like very, very regional content,
hyper local.
That's great, that's really
so
good.
Like,
Casey
was telling me before, this is Casey.
Hey, Casey,
hey, how's it going?
Hey, Casey, where's the sunshine, man? I'm fucking with you.
But
this is the kind of thing.
Where was that a reference?
No, I don't know. But but this is the kind of thing where it's like, Casey loves it, right? So I'm playing directly to my audience.
That makes sense.
Like, that's
one,
good.
Stuff one. Is like,
that's really
Casey,
good.
1-2-1.
Fort Lauderdale? Or maybe, is it Fort Lauderdale proper or like? Outside of Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, outside of Fort Lauderdale.
So he's Cole Springs. I knew as he was saying it, I was like, "This, he's not from Fort Lauderdale."
Mm-hmm.
Can you say what's like the spot where you would go like with your friends? Like, what was like the spot in Coral
with
Springs?
The homies? Yeah.
I left after I graduated high school, so it was usually the mall.
So
or
no friends at all. Yeah.
The mall.
It's like, where would you go with your friends? It's like, well, I left after high school, so I didn't have a chance to make a friend.
Well, yeah, I had friends in high school.
Okay.
Where did you go?
To the mall or the movie theater?
Okay.
What parts of the mall did you go to? Yeah, Was there a specific store?
Yeah. The whole mall?
Or maybe Victoria's Secret?
Never
I'm
really
not
went
allowed
to Victoria's
in there
Secret. Went to Hot Topic, though.
Okay.
There's no,
are you scared? Are you scared of femininity?
No.
Are you scared of what you might learn about yourself in there?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I never really saw
kids all think they're tough. They go to Hot Topic. Well, what's actually tough is going into
Victoria's Secret. Yeah, you go to Victoria's Secret and you try and
right.
explore
yourself. That's right.
And you get banned. You get kicked out, you get banned.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's actually
go to Victoria's Secret and get kicked out, get banned.
Hot Topic is all about these fucking brands. Hot Topic is all about Twilight and Adventure Time.
That's right.
And all that bullshit.
That's
you're
right.
You're being producted. You
what
are
is
a
Victoria's
consumer.
Secret about? It's about the human body and all the decisions we make about how
that's,
we present ourselves.
Well, and it's about, you know, a celestial, like eternal, you know,
I would say
beams.
So.
It's
angels. It's the afterlife.
Yeah. It's a connecting
big
point.
Bombos.
It's a world religion.
Bazongas.
It's like Victoria's Secret is
right.
Like,
of course.
It's Judeo-Christianity, but a different term for that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, a different term for that.
A different term.
Not for that one, for sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So was there anywhere that's just like, where there's like, it's not a chain.
Like a place
it's
we
like,
could do a sketch about.
Yeah. Just
yeah.
Like a, what's
just
like a place?
Something local, regional, specific.
Like where would you go?
Or like what,
food.
He said the movie, like
and like
what movie did you see?
And like what would be like a good joke to do
maybe.
About it?
Yeah.
Do you remember one of the movies?
Oh, wait. Was there like a house, like a friend's house you went to?
And the address of it.
I like this area. Whose house we going to?
Yeah.
We did used to hang out in Dave's garage.
Okay. Dave's garage.
Oh,
Dave's garage.
Oh my god. You guys ever been to Dave's garage?
Trouble.
I think that's kind of.
We all know what goes down in Dave's garage.
Yeah.
Okay.
But is on the Bullworth soundtrack where it's Dave's garage. Somebody get the Bullworth soundtrack CD.
I don't think everyone in the town has to have gone there. They just need to have heard of it.
Okay, have they all heard of Dave's garage?
Yeah, the story.
Everyone in the town.
No, everyone in the town has not heard of Dave's.
Isn't there like a crab shack or something?
But if we do it, it's got to be enough people that everyone else will feel stupid if they don't kind of start rolling with it. Yeah.
We would go to, I mean, there was a lot of changes, like Chili's, Carrabba's.
Oh, but they have those in a lot of places.
God.
I mean, this is Coral Springs, Florida.
There's no place. There's no.
Wait,
like,
what? Were there springs?
No, not even a spring. No,
you're done. Get out of here.
So I'm guessing the people of Coral Springs, Florida, must just not enjoy comedy. You just can't do regional comedy.
You can't sketch them.
You can't do sketch about Coral Springs, Florida.
That's why they live there.
Yeah,
maybe that's why they live there. Yeah.
That's true.
You know, there's all these memes of like Florida man, and it's always they've done some insane, interesting thing, often sketch worthy. And it's like, I finally meet Florida man. All he tells me is like Dave's Garage, Hot Topic. Doesn't even remember what movie he saw.
Jesus.
All right, Kevin. It's Kevin Turton now.
It's Kevin Turton.
Where are you from?
Naperville, Illinois.
Jesus.
So you already know the questions we're going to ask.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what was the spot?
And don't say Dave's Garage.
The spot was called Jimmy's.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, Casey.
There we are. Jimmy's.
This
tell
is
me,
the kind of thing.
Tell me
you
about
I know
feel
we've
that.
Only done a few episodes.
Tell me about Jimmy's.
It was a bar and grill restaurant recently closed.
Oh, I feel like I'm in there.
I think I've been to
Jimmy's.
Oh,
we missed
before,
Jimmy's.
Actually.
Oh, my God.
We miss it.
Was Jimmy's a real guy?
Yes. And now it's called Bev's because a different bar bought it.
Wait, were you.
And also they serve
like.
Bev's.
And they serve Bev's.
Right?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Empire, a third location, bought
Jimmy's.
Never
go to a third location.
Never go to a third location. Empire bought Jimmy's, closed it. Said, we're adding a second floor to Jimmy's. We're calling it Bev's. The city said, no second floor. Everyone's pissed in the city right now.
Uh-huh.
The whole city's pissed. Oh, my gosh. And we're cool. So we're going to be on the side of the people from the city. And we're going to say,
we want a second floor. We want to jump out of there.
Yeah, we want to jump off the second floor.
That second floor.
I want to
get
myself.
A running start and jump through the window.
This
is great.
Fall.
I mean... But yeah,
and I want to be allowed to see my kids again.
Mm-hmm.
And I want my dog back.
Come on.
We want to see our kids play in the yard. We're not allowed to
be allowed
anymore.
To take them to there. One more to take them there. Mm-hmm. I'd let second floor. Mm-hmm.
No, not just the second floor. We want 100 floors.
And
we
my
want
kids,
1,000 floors.
And I'm going to take
we
my
want
kids
every
on
single
all
resident
of
Naperville, Illinois.
Now
this whole
to
town's
have their
gotten
own floor.
Squashed ever since Jimmy's closed. Now we call it Bev's just because they sell Bev's. What's next? Close down Victoria's Secret and
just
call it
they...
panties.
Yeah.
And let me guess, it's half a floor tall. I got to get on a skateboard and roll in on my tummy.
It's called panties with an apostrophe S.
Come on.
Give me a break.
Enough of this.
Now,
Naperville.
If you're listening.
Diaperville stinks.
That's right.
Somebody change it.
Now, those jokes might not make sense to you unless you're from Naperville.
Yeah, only
Naperville.
But if you are
from
Naperville,
you'll really have liked that segment.
Yeah,
yeah.
That makes
yeah.
a lot of sense to you.
Yes.
Yeah. To you.
What was Jimmy like?
Never met him.
But all you know is that he's a real guy.
He's a real guy. You ever seen a picture of him?
No.
What was the thing you get at Jimmy's?
I'm starting to have
well,
some
we know
questions.
He's humble. Had his own restaurant named after him. Didn't put a picture up.
Was there a statue of him?
Well, no, listen, I'm starting to have some questions about the authenticity of this Jimmy guy.
I mean,
I have some questions in general, too.
Maybe he existed, but he did something shameful.
He's getting his phone
and they had
out.
To yeah. take his image away.
Okay.
Yeah, people going like, yeah. oh, where, hey, where's
him? Do you think it could have possibly been named after a Jimmy from across the pond?
And what pond yeah. is that?
The Atlantic Ocean. Possibly could have been named after a little man named Jimmy Savile.
You think it was named after Jimmy Savile?
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. I don't know. Well, I guess they did have to change it.
That is the issue, Grace. You nailed it.
Oh, no.
Okay.
That's really bad.
Well,
that
thanks for bringing that up.
So that's why there wasn't a picture up. Hey, okay. where's the, was... hey, where's there should be a picture of Jimmy up in here. Oh, well, we're washing it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. We had to go wash the picture.
It's
at
down.
It's at the mechanic.
Yeah.
The eyes are supposed to light up when you're up.
And there's a big neon thumbs down that blinks, and that's out too.
Yeah. So
okay, good. Okay, so they don't like Jimmy Savile. There's a big neon thumbs down.
Well,
well, it's Jimmy's thumb.
They tried that before they removed the picture.
Okay, they were like,
they
all right, let's
that.
Just
profiting off of your own.
And the stuff about Jimmy Savile came out. They were like, okay, we can navigate this.
First, they just put up a little piece of tape that said, "Please ignore." And then they were still getting complaints.
That wasn't working at all.
Yeah.
Then they decided to put their money where their mouth was and pay for that big neon thumbs down.
Mm-hmm. They said, it looks like we skimped.
Yeah.
And we do have to actually invest and say, like, look, some of our money is bad money, but let's put it towards a good cause, putting a thumbs down over this man's image.
Wow.
And then that also didn't work.
Then they just had to close it. Name it after Beverly D'Angelo. Surely nothing will ever come out of Beverly D'Angelo.
No.
All right. Well, we can do one sketch.
Yep.
One sketch about you. What was the food that, what was like the food that
what was the big
there?
Order, yeah.
And what would be like a funny sketch to do about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, what's a funny sketch huge. Idea for that?
That would like, be huge.
And use the food.
Something only Naperville would understand.
Yeah, like maybe... My ex is from Naperville, actually.
Aw.
Okay, so Kevin, I don't really know why you had to go and do that.
Tread lightly.
Yeah, this is a little hurtful.
Yeah, I don't really know why you had to go and do that right now. But
yeah.
The classic meal at Jimmy's is a Jimmy Burger.
Ew.
Gross.
With okay.
Jimmy sauce?
Oh, yeah. No.
A friggin' burger with a damn Jimmy hat on it where the lettuce and tomatoes usually goes.
It's a quarter pounder. It's a hamburger with cheese and fries. You can get a Sprite, too. Fountain drink.
Okay.
And maybe...
Sprite? Kevin's from one of those towns where they call every soda Sprite.
Let me just get a root beer Sprite.
So this is what only Naperville would understand. Okay, where this is your camera, this is mine. Mm-hmm. Hey, can I get a Jimmy Burger with fries and a Sprite, please?
Yeah, absolutely. What kind of Sprite? You
IBC
want?
Root beer. That's regional sketch.
Yeah.
That's what only Naperville would understand. Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need to...
That's what you need.
Need to do.
Twitter's burnt. Like, mm-hmm. yeah. none of this shit is working anymore. Instagram
shit.
Is dead. Facebook is dead. It's
regional
all
sketch.
iMessage now.
Yes.
That's the only
Correct.
Way
yeah.
your shit is getting around.
TikTok is a psyop.
Yes.
So you,
yes.
Like, you seed it. You text a couple... What's your area code, Kevin? Come on, Kevin.
Right?
Yeah, you
like,
got
oh,
it.
Like, people yeah. are,
dude. People
630.
Are...
Wow.
Wow.
Funny.
And so, like, you just, like, seed a couple texts to the 630 numbers.
That's the
and,
future
like,
of comedy, I think.
If it's actually only shit that they would understand, they're, like, now they're sending it around within that area.
63PO.
63PO.
Now,
like,
I've heard of that.
Yeah, so it's like, great. Like, that's another, like, great Naperville joke.
Like, that's good.
Will, maybe, like,
they six, will lose hey, their fucking minds.
Girls here are kind of like 6'3 hoes, huh?
So that one, I just, it just, I don't get it.
I don't want it either. Oh,
that's, it was kind of just really making fuzzy.
Like, what does it mean?
Joke.
Mm. Oh, because, like, a sexually
raunchy joke.
Because of, like, girls.
The girls who have sex.
Then. All the girls there have sex? You honestly believe that, Chris?
Yes, I do.
You honestly believe that every girl in that area
every
code?
Every girl in Naperville.
There are children in that sex. Area code.
Yeah. Kids can have sex. Well, they shouldn't.
Again, well, we have to keep doing the show. Like, I know for you, like, you just do the show and then you go live your life. But we come back to the show every time. So whatever you do to the show,
it's making me want to go back to Casey's Fort Lauderdale Bowl.
And honestly, it was better because it was just, it was so, like, sanitized and, like, and safe. Like, I just felt safe. I knew where I was. I was bored. I didn't want it. But I was not in danger in any way.
I've actually been thinking, you know, I've had enough of jokes. And I'm trying to, if you're listening to this, go ahead and tweet hashtag end the jokes. Okay. I think it's time to end comedy. We need to get that trending.
At least, so that we can.
That sounds like something like Joker 3 that would be spray painted on the wall.
Hashtag end the jokes.
Yeah.
I think I've had enough.
Final.
And if you're with
me. The Joker's in charge, kind of. Mm-hmm. But, like, now there's, like,
now that he's in charge, he's the bad guy.
Yeah.
He's,
and, like,
the mainstream.
It's not, like, it's not Batman saying it.
Like, the new, like, no, it's not. Well, Batman is not going to be in it for, like, a long time.
Yeah.
Why?
Probably not until Joker 8.
He's a little, little kid.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's like a little kid.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And he's Joker's little brother.
Strong. And you see him, like, at the end of the movie as a little kid, and he sees
so where,
Joker.
Just
and he,
for
like,
my
shakes
context.
Just a Joker a little bit.
For my context.
Because he's too little.
Yes. Oh, I like that. But I was going to ask, where is this movie set? Just so I can kind of understand it. Like,
maybe
regionally,
Naperville
specifically.
Could be good, yeah.
It could be. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Naperville. I do think Gotham is based off of Naperville, Illinois.
Joker
said have a sense of it. No, they hide it a little bit, but they want
that's
you to
why
know.
All the girls,
you're watching a movie about Naperville. Yes.
That's why all the girls there, all the girls in the movie are having sex.
Joker shows
that's
up.
That's why there's so many outdoor malls in Joker.
Joker lands in Fort Lauderdale. He draws a single line between two letters to change Carrabba's Italian Grill to Carrabba's Italian Grim.
Oh, shit. That's good.
He switches the signs of Hot Topic and Victoria's Secret.
Now it says Hot Secret.
So, well, no. What actually happens is
Victoria's
the store.
Topic.
Victoria. No, what? So.
Shit.
So.
Fuck.
The most accurate description of what happens is that the store that was Victoria's Secret now has a Hot Topic sign out front. And the store that used to be Hot Topic now has a Victoria's Secret sign.
Whoa.
So
it doesn't say Hot Secret.
No, it doesn't. It says Victoria's Secret. It's just on a different store.
Are you sure,
now.
Though?
I'm 100% sure. I'm just watching this play out.
I don't know, man, because I've seen the script. Like, I've seen the script.
I read the script as well.
And I'm pretty sure it says on
I read the script as well, and it's so good they can't mess this one up.
I haven't read the script, but I am using my imagination. And it says Hot Secret.
In your imaginarium.
Yes.
You're using both?
Yeah.
The Joker is set entirely in Dave's garage.
What did Dave have in there?
Joker.
He had a mini ramp that we would skate on
and
with a skateboard.
Was the Joker ever there?
Working your way up to a full-size ramp?
Yeah, maybe one day we'd get out of the garage, but... Couldn't get a full size ramp inside there.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Do you guys
Joker's
think
like,
buy
Joker's like, I'm fucking out of here.
Joker shows up, pops the fucking board, sets Rexy out. Throws it in his backpack, skates off to find a garage with a real ramp.
Did you finish your drink?
Yeah.
Okay, finally. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.